today's lesson as we dive deep into the true self, the Book of Secrets. Perception is the world. The world is perception. I cannot repeat this often enough. The world is your perception and your experience of it, period. Well, I should go one step further. The world is your perception and your interpretation of it too, and your experience, because your experience is both the perception and the interpretation. Right now, as we see the world of perception, we see the drama of us versus them. We see that there is conflict because everyone is defending their interpretations of their perceptions, which these days, by the way, we call worldview. So there is no world, there's only worldviews. And all the conflicts in the world are about worldviews, whether they're religious conflicts, they're ideological conflicts, financial conflicts, cultural conflicts, all about us versus them. But when you recognize that you are actually creating and constructing perceptual activity, then you realize that being a creator is more important than anything else. Being a creator is more important than being a victim. In fact, being a creator, you realize soon that you're the creator of the experience that we call mind, body, and world. So today, why not take a moment, take a few deep breaths, be still, and let's go over some very important affirmations that will help you. So the first affirmation today is, everything I'm experiencing reflects myself. Now remember, by myself, I'm not talking about mind or body or what you call the world. By myself, I mean that in which the experience of the mind, body, and world happens, which, of course, we've said over and over, is consciousness or awareness. Awareness is the knowing element in every experience. You know that you're having the experience. And now, so far, what we've covered is every experience is a symbolic manifestation of where your awareness is and where your awareness goes and how you experience what you're experiencing and how you interpret what you're experiencing. In other words, mind, body, and universe are symbolic expressions of yourself. So today, three affirmations. Number one, everything I'm experiencing reflects myself. Today, maybe take short breaks and remind yourself that the world is a mirror. Everything I'm experiencing reflects myself. Affirmation number two, my life is part of every other life. Today, scientists call this entanglement, but the Buddha called it interdependent co-arising. And today we are realizing in the world, despite these trade wars and despite all the enemies that everybody's calling each other, the fact is we are living in a totally interdependent world. And our future depends on recognizing our interdependence. So, second affirmation today, my life is part of every other life. Third affirmation, as a natural consequence of this, I have no need to control anyone or anything. Very important. If you want to be a control freak, then go ahead, be one. But if you want to be a creator, then let go and look at the world as a reflection of yourself. I just want to tell you that I'm very grateful for your feedback, and if you want to learn more about these secrets and opening the Book of Secrets, then you can always look up my book, The Book of Secrets, Unlocking the Hidden Dimensions of your life. Tomorrow, we continue.